Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntyre, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning on KNSS, 69 degrees. A new group appointed by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is looking for ways to make the classroom safer from COVID-19.
Governor Kelly is urging health officials to stay current on the increasing numbers of cases in children.
We've seen examples from all over the state of school clusters forcing large numbers of teachers and students to go into quarantine.
She adds that the districts in Kansas with mask policies in place seem to have fewer outbreaks. Pediatrician Dr. Dennis Cooley says the best way to beat the pandemic is to get vaccinated.
The Delta variant is extremely, I think, dangerous, and we're seeing that. We're seeing that our hospitals are stressed. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to do the distancing.
The governor's task force says they want to determine if masks are working in schools. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken answered questions on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
On a day of heated exchanges and plenty of blame shifting on Capitol Hill, Republican lawmakers took Secretary of State Antony Blinken to task for the administration's disastrous and deadly departure from Afghanistan, an exit Blinken said was hampered not by his failures, but by those of the previous administration.
Upon taking office, President Biden immediately faced the choice between ending the war or escalating it. Had he not followed through on his predecessor's commitment, attacks on our forces and those of our allies would have resumed.
A summation that didn't explain how then the administration managed to not leave the country by May 1st as promised.
Some Republican lawmakers are calling on Secretary Blinken to resign following the U.S. withdrawal. Democrats are proposing raising taxes on corporations and wealthy Americans to pay for a $3.5 trillion spending bill.
The corporate tax rate would jump to 26.5% on some big businesses under a tax plan unveiled by the House Ways and Means Committee. The proposal is part of the revenue side of a $3.5 trillion Build Back Better proposal sought by President Biden. Under the plan, the top tax rate would also go up to 39.6% for individuals earning more than $400,000 a year, and a 3% tax would be added on incomes over $5 million annually. Democrats are trying to find consensus among themselves on the ambitious legislation, using reconciliation to pass a bill without any Republican support. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Kansas legislator accused of kicking a high school student in the testicles has pleaded guilty to three lesser misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct. A magistrate judge Monday placed Republican State Representative Mark Samsel on a year's probation under a deal with the local prosecutor. Samsel agreed not to use social media for personal purposes or have any contact with two high school students whose complaints led to the charges. Samsel says his actions represented an isolated reaction to extreme stress. He had faced three higher misdemeanor criminal charges of battery over interactions with the two students during an April 28th art class in his eastern Kansas hometown of Wellsville. Well, the Bible says, "Thou shalt not steal."
He may not have known it before, but as a result of his evil ways, he may know it now. New York cops say the guy attacked a 77-year-old woman in Queens and stole her purse, but perhaps more importantly, her Bible. Police say he smacked her in the face in the process and ran away. EMS treated her on the scene. Police have released a video of the attack in the hopes that someone will identify him for them. But if they don't, they hope he'll now be answering to a higher authority. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After a long stretch of hot and dry weather over the past week or so, we're seeing a cooling trend coming this week with rain chances possible by tonight. Our high this afternoon near 90. Showers and a few thunderstorms develop across south-central Kansas this evening. Some of those could be strong with a low 64, clearing an 84 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now clear sky, 69 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:35, Steve at 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, the founder of two well-known music festivals has died.
I'm Michelle Polino, the founder of the Newport Jazz and Folk Festival and the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. George Wine died on Monday at the age of 95. In 2015, LL Cool J presented Wine with a Grammy Honorary Trustee Award. He said Wine defined what a music festival could be with the Newport Jazz Festival, Newport Folk Festival, and the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Yet more than anyone, George set the stage for what great festivals today look like. Festivals like Coachella, Bonnaroo. He made this possible. Olivia Rodrigo was the big winner, grabbing three MTV Moon Men at the Video Music Awards. Justin Bieber, who went into the night leading the nominations with seven, grabbed two, including Artist of the Year. And Lil Nas X won two, including the big one, Video of the Year. And Drake obliterated Kanye West's Rolling Stone Top 200 Albums benchmark a week after West released Donda. Drake's Certified Lover Boy earned close to double West's album equivalent units with 595 thousand. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Primetime Emmys aren't until next Sunday, but the awards festivities are underway.
Netflix's The Queen's Gambit won Outstanding Cinematography for a Limited Anthology Series or Movie and Outstanding Period Costumes, among other awards. NBC's Saturday Night Live won Outstanding Production Design for a Variety, Reality, or Competition Series. Stanley Tucci, Searching for Italy on CNN, beat out Oprah's interview with Prince Harry and Meghan to win Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series or Special. An edited presentation of the Creative Arts Emmy Awards will be broadcast on Saturday, September 18th on FXX. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Broadway's trying to open back up in New York City.
More Broadway shows make a return this evening in New York City. Chicago, Hamilton, Wicked, and The Lion King all resume shows tonight. They closed along with the rest of Broadway in March of last year due to the pandemic. While their doors are open once again, audiences will have new rules to follow, like being vaccinated against COVID-19 and wearing a mask. Other shows will welcome theatergoers next month, including Freestyle Love Supreme, Jagged Little Pill, and Tina, the Tina Turner musical. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Jeff Bridges sharing news on his cancer diagnosis.
Actor Jeff Bridges revealed his lymphoma is in remission, and the actor shared that he also battled COVID-19. In a handwritten note on his website, Bridges said the cancerous mass that was once 9 by 12 inches has shrunk to the size of a marble. The actor announced his diagnosis last October and was undergoing chemotherapy treatments, which weakened his system at the worst possible time, and he and his wife contracted COVID-19. He said the virus kicked his butt. However, he's double vaccinated and feeling much better. He stated the brush with mortality was a real gift. He said, quote, life is brief and beautiful. Love is all around us and available at all times. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A longtime assistant to R. Kelly, the latest to testify at his trial.
Diana Copeland served as an aide to R. Kelly for 15 years, and she says while she never saw any of the alleged sex abuse that the R&B star is accused of, she did witness some odd stuff. Once she says he asked her to change into a robe to prove that she wasn't secretly recording him, and she says Kelly even had her write a letter falsely confessing to stealing from him. She testified also about how Kelly relied on his inner circle. For example, Copeland says the singer struggles to read and write and had no control over his own bank account or where his royalties were going. She also says R. Kelly didn't even know his own Social Security number. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
That's a report from the Associated Press. A pop star gets engaged.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Britney Spears announcing her engagement to longtime boyfriend Sam Asghari on Instagram. She posted a video showing off her new engagement ring. Asghari's manager, Brandon Cohen, sharing in a statement, he's proud to celebrate and confirm the engagement. The couple first met in 2016 on the set of The Singer's Slumber Party music video. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
TV program formerly canceled gets picked up.
The long-running hit series Cops reboot will air exclusively on Fox Nation.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
The documentary reality police show debuted on Fox in March of 1989 and wrapped in 2020 on the Paramount Network, formerly Spike TV. It's now been greenlit for a 33rd season to return to Fox Nation this fall. Fox Nation is releasing the first four episodes October 1st, then each Friday after, an additional episode will be released until October 29th, making eight episodes total. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Break out the Legos.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with Brickmasters Amy Corbett and Jamie Berard of Fox's Lego Masters. September 14th is the big season 2 finale, where three duos will build their way to Lego stardom.
So they have 24 hours, which is the longest challenge of the season by far, and they can build absolutely anything they want. When you have 24 hours, you can get a little bit too relaxed at points or think, I don't have to really fix my idea.
We added an additional layer, which is really fun, which is that this has to have a duality, has to have an extra story of coming to life at night.
They're going for the money, they're going for a grand prize, but they are going for that title.
Exactly, as you said it, we've got these three teams of brothers, and of course it's great to win the money, but all of them just want it so bad because they want that title.
When you see the talent that's been around you this whole time and you see what you're up against, to be able to then stand just enough above that you become those Lego masters has got to be immensely satisfying.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's check in with the late night crew. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
A group of leading U.S. and international scientists announced new data that shows COVID booster shots are not appropriate at this time. Yeah, and then scientists saw 100 sold out football stadiums this weekend and were like, hold that thought. Hold on a second.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS.
It was the first day of all in-person school. For the first time in 18 months, kids can enjoy class without seeing their friends' dads wandering behind them in boxers.
Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
The MTV Music Awards Video Music Awards were held last night. Madonna made a surprise appearance to open the show. The audience was so shocked, they all got out their phones and looked her up on Wikipedia.
A little history for you. Here in Wichita was 100 years ago that a contract was let to build Sunflower City, a proposed motion picture studio of the Sunflower Motion Picture Corporation of Wichita. It can be located on 30 acres up on North Arkansas, 5 miles north of town. Some grand. Wow. Hollywood, movies, motion pictures were huge at that time, burgeoning industry, and somebody must have had a dream that Wichita would somehow become part of the motion picture making business up there on North Arkansas somewhere. I don't think it really panned out.
I was honest with the people who made King Kong food.
The folks in California figured out we can do a Western out here without having to travel to Kansas to use your location. Must not have worked. That's what's going on 100 years ago. 50 years ago on this night, the debut on the TV series Cannon. William Conrad.
Conrad.
As a kind of a
beefy. My dad never missed that.
I bet he didn't. Well, a lot of people didn't. 122 episodes. Frank Cannon, a retired police officer, then became a private investigator, went around. Yeah. He was the only main character in the show. It just had a revolving new people every week, pretty much.
The original voice of Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke on the radio.
He was nominated for an Emmy twice for his role as Cannon.
Cannon.
First time he lost to John Boy from the Waltons, and then he lost to Kojak, Telly Savalas, the next year. Never won an Emmy for that. And plus, the cool deal was he drove around in this huge, gas-guzzling Lincoln Continental.
Yeah.
If you ever watch a Cannon, they're like... At least 5 to 6 minutes of the show are him getting in or out of one of those huge Lincoln Continentals throughout the day. Cannon came on the air 50 years ago tonight. And you know what? 40 years ago today, the first ever episode of Entertainment Tonight.
Hi, I'm Tom Halleck, and welcome to our opening night, the premiere edition of Entertainment Tonight. Meet Margie Wallace.
Hi. The world of entertainment, the movies, Broadway, music, television, all of it, it changes every day. Each weekday and for an hour on the weekend, from now on, we'll bring you an inside look at that world. For the past few years, I've been a part of that world. As a commercial actress, a former Miss World, and a talk show host, I've seen how the world of entertainment turns. And I look forward now to my new role as an observer and to introducing you to some very interesting people.
Burt Reynolds, Lana Turner, Deborah Harry of Blondie, and Richard Chamberlain. Just a few of the people you'll meet tonight.
There you go. And with that, Entertainment Tonight was off and running. And here we are 40 years later, and it's still on the air. 12,500 shows later. The show's been on the air for 40 years,
wow,
and they're still doing it. The first ever Entertainment Tonight was 40 years ago today. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
All right, keep it here. We've got some business news on the way. 8:45, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.